From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama addresses the U.S. on terrorism. President Obama told the American public Sunday that last week's shooting attack in California was an act of terrorism designed to kill innocent people. U.S.-born Syed Rizan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, killed 14 people and wounded 21 at a gathering of local government workers last Wednesday in San Bernardino. President Obama said the U.S. has hardened its defenses against terrorists.
The threat from terrorism is real, but we will overcome it. We will destroy ISIL and any other organization that tries to harm us. Our success won't depend on tough talk or abandoning our values or giving in to fear. That's what groups like ISIL are hoping for. Instead, we will prevail by being strong and smart, resilient and relentless, and by drawing upon every aspect of American power.
President Obama. The British Army has been mobilized to help evacuate residents after a storm left tens of thousands without power and caused severe flooding across northern England and parts of Scotland. More flooding and disruption is expected as forecasters warn of more heavy rain on Monday. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is in Ukraine for a visit aimed at pushing the government toward reform. He also wants to reassure Ukraine that the war in Syria has not diminished U.S. support for that country. Rival factions in Libya's ongoing civil war say they have reached an agreement to end their political deadlock. If approved by the nation's two rival parliaments, the agreement will help resolve a crisis that has divided the country since the overthrow of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News.
Le peuple s'est exprimé.
Marine Le Pen was pleased that her National Front party made unprecedented gains in the first round of regional French elections on Sunday. French polling agencies show the National Front won between 27% and 30% of support nationwide, followed by former President Nicolas Sarkozy's center-right Republican Party, and after that, the governing Socialists. A second round of elections is scheduled for next Sunday. Venezuelans voted Sunday in legislative elections that could wrest power from the Socialists, who have led the country for 16 years. Analysts say the vote was widely seen as a referendum on the Socialist economic policies of the late President Hugo Chavez and his hand-picked successor, the current President Nicolas Maduro. Colombia says it has found the wreck of a Spanish galleon filled with gold, silver, and other treasures. The ship was found some 300 years after it was sunk by the British. President Juan Manuel Santos announced the find Saturday. He said a museum would be built in Cartagena to display the ship's wares, which are worth more than $1 billion. Top security officials from India and Pakistan met in the Thai capital Bangkok for talks on regional and security issues. A joint statement said Sunday's meeting included discussions on peace and security, terrorism, and the disputed region of Kashmir. The statement said the meeting was held in a candid, cordial, and constructive atmosphere. Pakistan's interior minister says he does not believe that there's a link between militants in his country and a Pakistani-born woman involved in Thursday's shooting in California. Interior Minister Chaudhry Nisar Ali Khan briefed reporters on what Pakistani authorities know about one of the suspects, Tashfeen Malik. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has criticized Britain's entrance into the U.S.-led coalition attacking Islamic State militants in Syria, saying the airstrikes are illegal and will fail. In an interview published in Britain's Sunday Times, Mr. Assad said the Islamic State cannot be defeated by airstrikes alone. He said the only strikes that have been effective were those done by Russia. The U.S. and others in the West say Russia's airstrikes have largely focused on rebels and not Islamic State fighters. For months after announcing he was battling cancer, former U.S. President Jimmy Carter told members of his church in Plains, Georgia, that there were no signs of the life-threatening disease. Speaking by phone to VOA, Maranatha Baptist Church member and close Carter friend Jill Stuckey said the former president told a crowd of several hundred that medical tests conducted this week showed he had no signs of the melanoma he was diagnosed with earlier this year. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.